Right now, 13 in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. His written reviews are at live88.5.com, and then you click on Startup. And we've got him Skyping in from Calgary this morning with an audio auto review. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. How did you like the Subaru Forester?
The Forester's traditionally been my favorite Subaru, and I kind of like the older versions better that were kind of like a tall wagon than the new ones, which are more like, well, yeah. They're more in the cute ute, you know, going against the CRV, the RAV4, the CX-5, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That said, it's still a nice vehicle, still my favorite Subaru, other than possibly that BRZ, the little sports car, but that's right. Apples and oranges thing here.
Yeah.
But it's supposedly all new for the new year, and I had one for a week, and it has, you can get two engines in it. They're both Subaru boxer engines, which means that they're horizontally opposed. The pistons sort of go towards each other and away from each other, as opposed to just going up and down.
Right.
That's why they call it a boxer.
Okay.
But anyway, you can get two four-cylinder versions. There's a 2.5 liter, and the one that I had was the 2 liter, which is a turbo. And that is called the XT. It had this new thing called EyeSight, which is something that we're going to be seeing on more and more vehicles as time goes on. Apparently, one of the insurance traffic safety organizations in North America is saying that for, I believe it's the 14 model year, you have to have some of these technologies. And they include things like lane departure warning, front crash mitigation, which basically means that if you're coming up really quickly behind somebody and the car doesn't sense you slamming on the brakes, or at least using the brakes quickly enough, then it first hollers, and then it hollers again, and then it actually puts the brakes on for you. Of course, if it gets to that point, it should also slap you because you've obviously fallen asleep or something. But
exactly.
But anyway, you know, the Subaru does this. They've got two cameras. They're mounted up on the roof inside the cabin, one on either side of the rearview mirror. And they look kind of funny sitting down there, but they do work kind of well because I never had the crash thing come on, but the lane departure warning would come on all the time if I'm, you know, happily apexing a corner and it goes, oh no, you've crossed the paint line. You're going to die.
Right.
Other than that, it's a nice vehicle. It handles well. It has a continuously variable transmission, which I generally hate. But yeah, this one actually works pretty well, and it's not nearly as loud and whiny as some of the ones. And the version I had also had paddle shifters with it to kind of make it pretend that it's a manual transmission, or
right,
at least a real automatic. And the combination actually works really well. This is a CVT that would not be a deal breaker for me, and I may get struck by lightning for saying that.
All right, so this is in the cute utes segment then. How does it stack up, and what's the pricing point on it?
Well, it starts at about $26,000 for the base model. That's with the 2.5 liter engine and no options. So, you know, you got to put wheels on it and things like that. And it goes up to the one I had, the 2.0 XT with the limited package with EyeSight and multimedia option. That one starts at about $38,000. So it's right in there competitively. Again, it's going head to head with the Volkswagen Tiguan, although it's a little more premium than the Subaru is, but you know, the Honda CR-V, the Toyota RAV4, the Nissan Rogue, this kind of thing.
Right. Excellent. All right. Well, we'll get your thoughts on the Mitsubishi Outlander in just a bit. It's Jim Bray on Live 88.5.
You can have it if you don't mind. Somewhere around the
really big deal right now. 13 degrees in Ottawa.
Our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, on the startup this morning. And Jim, you told us about the Subaru Forester just a little while ago. Tell us about the Mitsubishi Outlander.
Yeah, this is their new version. It's a 2014 model, just going on sale now, available in four different models, I think, from the base, you know, ES two-wheel drive, which is front-wheel drive. That one starts at about $26,000, and it goes all the way up to the GTS AWC. They call their all-wheel drive, all-wheel control. Perhaps they're trying to patent that. I don't know. But anyway, that one's $36,000. So we're talking about the same price range as the Subaru that we were talking about a little while ago.
Right.
And it's basically in the same class as well. All new. Now, the platform hasn't changed, but all the bodywork is all new. They've gotten rid of that kind of, they call it a shark nose. I always thought it looked like Darth Vader's mask, and right, put a more conventional one on it, which is actually quite a handsome vehicle.
Right.
And they've added things to it this year. For instance, you can get You can get the V6 with paddle shifters, which is nice, and the 6-speed automatic transmission. Now, yeah. The base model, again, you only have a 4-cylinder engine. I believe it's a 2.4-liter, and it comes with a CVT, continuously variable transmission, and it is not as good as the one in the Subaru. Right. It works fine, but it's loud and it's noisy, and it doesn't come with the paddles, which really help with the Subaru. Right. But other than that, I mean, it's a nice vehicle. It's one of the few vehicles in this class where you can still get three rows of seats. So if you have some people you really don't like, you can stuff them in the back there. It's like being in steerage on the Titanic.
Right. Hey, Jim, let me ask you, the thing I liked about the Outlander before was it has a tailgate that actually flips down. Do they still have that?
No, this thing flips up, but you can get power on it now too, so that you can, you know, you can press the button. Somebody standing behind the tailgate, you can press the button on the key fob and it slaps them in the face.
See, I like that because you were able to actually, you know, fold the tailgate down and start putting on your gear and stuff like that if you're doing outdoorsy stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's more like the conventional, like the older SUVs. I remember there was one, the Isuzu Rodeo used to be like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And yeah, it's a great feature. It also makes it nice to load long stuff.
Right. Right, right.
But you're out of luck.
Okay, so it doesn't have that. But did you like this compared to the other segment vehicles?
Yeah, I did. We picked it up in Vancouver. They flew us into Vancouver, and then we drove up to Squamish along the Sea to Sky Highway. So we had a chance of, some city traffic, some highway speeds, and we even took it up the side of a mountain. And it worked really well on that. And, yeah, I thought it's a very nice entry, and I can see why a lot of people are probably going to buy this one.
Excellent. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reports at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Jim, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for Ottawa.